are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Let's get it. Welcome everybody to K100 Radio. Of course, you know, right now, we're getting ready to go online with the homegirl, Tamara Bubba. We're waiting for her to get on the phone lines. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. What we're about to do now is what we call our direct artist interview. Our direct artist interview, all right? And what that direct line artist interview, actually, direct line artist interview. What we do when we do that is we take some of the independent artists that are really out here on their grind and that music that we've been playing over here on K1's Radio. We get them an interview, we get them on the show. And they book an interview with us, and we give a real live Q&A, you know, about everything they got going on with their music, play a couple of their songs, you know what I'm saying? So you get to dwell into the mind of the artist a little bit beyond the music. And that's really important. Everybody knows personality is part of the game. Sometimes people listen to music, and the artist is not always a true depiction of what the music is. And sometimes the artist is exactly like the music is. But what we like to do with the direct artist interview series is, we like to go ahead, we like to dwell into everything that's going on with the artist, talk about the songs, you know, let them know, let people know what they were talking about and thinking about when they made the records, the lyrics, who produced it, everything like that. So it's really like a little Q&A with the artist, a direct line straight into what the artist is thinking when they're creating the music that some of you love, you know. The artist that we're doing today, Tamara Bubba, is an excellent artist. She's an R&B artist, and we're getting ready to bring her on the line in a minute. I think that, and I'll tell you about that. I'll talk to her about it when we get ready to bring on the line. She's one of the true grinders that I know. It's kind of hard to meet artists who are consistent. Consistency is one of the hardest things to achieve in the music industry, especially when you're an independent artist, simply because consistency takes money. And, you know, money, it doesn't grow on trees. So you have to work, maintain, hustle, you know. But this artist, Tamara Bubba, that we're getting ready to bring on right after this brief break is real dope. And she has some really good music. And we're going to play a couple of her songs, and we're going to chop it up with her. We're going to get ready to bring her on the line in a minute. 347-934-0966. That's the number that you can actually dial and call into the show. If you're a supporter of Tamara Bubba, we encourage you to call in 347-934-0966 and holler at Tamara Bubba. Give her a shout out. If you've always wanted to ask her a question and you're listening to K1's Radio right now and you never got a chance to ask her a question and you want to ask her live on the radio, do that. Just know that all this stuff is being recorded. So whatever you ask and whatever is going on, going to be said today, is going to be recorded. We're going to put this stuff on our website in case you guys missed it. All right? www.chainlessentertainment.com. A lot of stuff going on in the news and everything. We're going to ask Tamara Bubba about all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop. Shower rod. Yeah. Of course we're going to talk about that with Tamara Bubba. Bubba on deck. All right. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. We're getting ready to bring on the line. 2 minutes. Oh, speaking of ladies. Ladies first today. It's all about the ladies today on K100 Radio. One of my favorite female artists of all time. Just dropped a new track. I'm going to play it, and then we're coming right back, and we're going to pop this thing off with Tamara Bubba. You know what I'm talking about? None other than the Lady of Rage. Yes, the Lady of Rage got a new song, y'all. I rock rough and stuff with my afro. Yeah, with a bad self. And she got Primo on the track. How could I not lead in with this? Chemical Burn. And we coming right back with Tamara Bubba. Let's get it. Oh.
Faded dog, y'all know who the shit be. OG with two puffs that look like Nicki. There ain't many, if it all any, that can keep it cracking like me. The yak and Henny, slack and plenty with Mac and Finny. You can't see me never blind, motherfucker. Benny, I'm a cut above the rest. You be that squeamish type, that tower in Italy. One line, I'll leave them leaning like. White, black, or mulatto. Asian, American, Native, or Mexicano. Mano y mano, you done stepped in some guano. Mess around, playboy, get found, drowned in the grotto. I come out cutting and scratching, my fight game Serato. My fight game destroyed like when you destroy Cotto. These dumbbells biting they thumbnails, but when one fails to realize, it's still I rise, still I be fly, till I'm I'm a beast, I stole from a giant for you, New Jack, in the land I come from. So, middle finger to my critics on the internet. Don't be upset cause I'm a vet and I ain't finished yet. Never forget I turn the booth into a casket. The questions that they asking is raise your basket, yeah. I'm a dinosaur, I'm a tyrannosaur. Respects, I dare you to come test. I happens won't be, you made that bill. I put carnations on that mad cow and make a pet milk. You don't know this outcome. I said tomahawks, Geronimo, scalp them. X them out, L, Hodge, Malik, L, Shabazz. Malcolm, lady of rage, get outgunned by the one you can't outgun. Release the crack and I'm a beast when I'm grabbing. Extraterrestrial, sapiosexual. You think it's a game like basketball trunk? Well, I'ma skip the crossover and go straight for the dunk. I feel like Lisa, let's see, Lopez, Alexi. Now all the balls and injuries can put out my spark. I'm the flamethrower, lead him out the darkness. It's the world premiere like the birth of Christopher Martin.
The hottest hip hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
And welcome back. And as promised, right on cue, right on time, exactamundo. Tamara Bubble, what's happening, baby? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's good?
Hey,
Bubble, Bubble on deck. That's what's up, Bubble on deck. You know what I've been meaning to ask you? You know what I've been meaning to ask you? When the what's hell you coming with that? Bubble on Bubble on deck? It's so catchy. You got me saying this shit. I'm hashtagging Bubble on deck, nigga. Yeah. Bubble on deck.
That's dope. I'm just speaking my dream.
And speaking of shows, you one of the you one of the few you know indie artists I noticed out here really hitting the show circuit, really hitting the performance circuit heavy. Like you be everywhere, all over the country. How you pulling that off?
Oh my God! Good management.
Shout out to Detail. I really got to grind everywhere. If they got a show,
you know,
a good pay, I'm there.
That's what's up. Hold up!
Whatever works.
Hold up! Because you saying you talking crazy now. You talking about pay shows for indie? Wait, what? Huh?
I don't get paid, but I can bring people. That's what we're doing. We're building and bringing them.
And you said something really key, and we're going to talk about a whole host of things, but you said something really key because, you know, over here with K100 Radio, man, you know, I get it from all angles. I get all kind of stuff, you know, and people with the whole thing with the artists and radio and everybody crying and complaining about this, that, and the third, and what they should and shouldn't pay for. You know, it's kind of refreshing to have an artist that understands that if you bring a crowd, then you get paid.
Some people, I think a lot of artists, the
concept is foreign to a lot of people. And don't get me wrong, you know, you know me, you know what, we're both artists. I started this show, you know, as I was still out promoting my last album when I started K100 Radio. Literally, you know what I'm saying? So I understand the whole thing about the artist, but a lot of artists just don't understand that when you're an independent artist like yourself, and I think you really get it, that you have to have a fan base in order to demand money to perform. Other than that, you're lucky if you get to perform free, and sometimes you might have to pay. So I think that
all the time you should have to pay. If you don't bring a fan base, expect that.
Whoa. Yo, you know what? I could bring like 100 artists on the line right now, and they just, what do you mean pay? I shouldn't pay? I'm talented. It's my talent. I'm bringing the crowd. Shut the fuck up. You ain't bringing nobody. But you and your four homeboys, and y'all ain't even at the bar, nigga, drinking Coronas all night. Shut up. Okay, anyway. Don't make me go off the cage. This is about you.
Real talk.
Talent don't bring people.
I love you. Promoters love you. I love you because of your music. You know what I'm saying? You dope. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You know, but you get it. And I like the artists that get it because... until I set my ass in this program director chair and did this, I kind of had it a little bit crazy myself. But once you get over here on this side of the aisle, you realize some of these artists are completely loony. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Tamara Bubble, go ahead. But no, seriously. But I want you to formally introduce yourself to the listeners, because we actually got a lot of people listening. Hey, Bubble on deck. She brought the crowd. She brought the listeners. The stream just popped up.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's dope. That's what's up. Tell the people who you are. Where you from? Real quick.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Gospel, you said everything but the same thing I've been promoting.
I probably left it out, but I do that.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought I was wrong. Okay, all right then. So, but you know what? Since you said that, you got a pollination of genres, a whole bunch of them. We got a couple people on the phone that maybe want to holler at you, so we'll get to you. 908-296. I'm coming to your phone lines in a minute. By the way, if you want to holler at Tamara Bubble, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, 347-934-0966. I'm going to take a call in a minute. Someone's waiting to holler at you. But what you just said, you know, all those different genres that you're involved in, how do you balance that? Because I think right now that R&B is pretty much dying in a slow, dreadful death. And I hope that we can bring it back. I hope that we can.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, you said that you got all these different kind of genres that you like to touch on. How do you feel about that? Because some people would say, well, you got to have this kind of fan base. You need to be deeply rooted in one fan base, because people who like that genre will gravitate to you for that. And then if you cross over, do a collaboration or whatever with someone else, you can snatch up a couple other ones. But you basically said that you don't have, it sounds like you don't have one genre. And listening to your music, actually, it's true. I don't know. Sometimes, because Living It Up is pop. Not really R&B, but, you know, you got Just Say Yes, and you got to cut the check. So how do you balance it to make sure that you keep a solid fan base? Or do you want your fans to just be fans from everything?
I think I'm creating this mood.
And hip hop, by the way, because she flow, you know what I'm saying? She flow, she hit bars. Brooklyn in the motherfucker. Come on, now, that's disrespectful of me not to mention the fact that you flow and you from Brooklyn. That's disrespectful.
Word.
I'm not like that. That's disrespectful. And that's just not. It's rare that you meet an artist, male or female, doesn't matter, male or female, that can actually do them all. You know what I'm saying? When the first song I heard by you, you know, was Living It Up. That was the first song I ever heard by you, and I heard it, and you kind of broke out into a little flow. I was like, oh, okay. But then I heard the A3C joint, and I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I didn't know she flow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I liked that. I did really like the A3C video, the promo video that you did. That was a great idea
to do that.
You know, marketing is just, people don't understand, you know, and I saw A3C sharing it and stuff like that, and I'm like, yeah. That's how you sucker those suckers. Not suckers, because I like A3C. They're my people. I actually was a media sponsor for the last one. But I'm just saying, like, I love A3C. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, you know, that's how you get someone on that level to promote you for free. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You give them some free promo and make something that's dope that they like. So I actually like that idea that you did. Back to the music. You've got a new project coming out. And what's the single? You got the single. Well, actually, you got the single Cut the Check. Tell us what you mean about that.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
That was actually what you were talking about earlier about how artists understand the business. Come out of that basement with some basement recording, pay a real beats, start with some sound, come out and really just about investing in your career.
They really want everything for food, collabs and
like, They're crazy.
They'll hit you up. I want to work with you.
Okay.
And then they want to send you the track and then they want to send you the track.
You said no, this is interesting though, because you're saying that when you collab with an independent, another indie artist, you want to be paid for the collaboration. Is that based on their stance or whatever? Because in general, as you well know, people don't collaborations between indie artists is you work out the royalties and you work out the publishing, of course, but it's like a hand that washes the other hand type of joint. I rarely see indie artists pay each other to collaborate when neither one of them are stars. So is that what you're saying, or are you saying that no matter what, you know, indie or not, you want to be paid for your services as an artist? Which one do you mean?
I think the reason being, a lot of people, they just keep putting out music, especially if they don't got a fan base. I'll be responsible for promoting it.
You give me the money.
and I'll sit back, you're going to sit on that pin on Facebook. And then two weeks later, you're going to be wasting my time. Because that's not how it works. Let's go. I'm going to go ahead. Well, since we're talking about it, I'll let y'all know right now.
This shit is not a game. Tamara Bubble is not playing, and if you want to rock with Tamara Bubble, you're going to have to cut the motherfucking check. And you're so right about that because I think one of the, even when I'm sitting on a panel or whatever, I constantly try to preach to the artist, yo, no song, you're not a star. I know you know because I'm pretty sure you're a grinder and you're actually more in the actual industry than the average independent artist. So you know that some of the shit you hear on the radio was recorded literally 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, people be done fell out ready to kill each other and fucking hate, tweeting each other on, you know, going to Twitter wars and on a song that's just coming out on the radio because it was recorded so long ago. And I try to get artists to understand, you're not a star. If you drop a song 3 years ago, no one's heard it but your couple of homeboys and maybe the couple of people that you did performing in front of. So, I mean, it's just so much music that comes out and people are like, yo, that's hot and that's new. And I'm like, new? You know, and I may know one of the artists or know the producer. I'm like, yo, when you made that song, he's like, man, that song's like 4 years old, man. It's just not label sat on it or whatever. So I just really want to reiterate something that you just said. And it's really important that I want to say to the independent artists that's listening. Because, of course, a lot of them listen to the show. What she said is true. The reason why she wants you to cut the check and the reason why it makes sense sometimes is because y'all bullshitting with the music. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And you said, what you said, get off SoundClick. Buy some beats.
Yeah, they go.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
And they don't have real
recordings
or whatever. You got to come up to a major player.
Listen, do you know how many times on this show, because, you know, we fuck with the indies. You know how many times on this show I've had artists send me beats? And it's their single. It's their single. They're promoting the single. This is our new single. And it's the Johnny Giuliani. Johnny Giuliani. And four other motherfuckers that sing that same shit. Ain't talking about, this my single. Johnny Giuliani. Oh, my God. All fucking SoundClick. Like, seriously, homie.
Yep.
If you're getting a SoundClick beat and that's your single, you're not ready for this game. You really need to understand what the business is. And you got to understand, you got to cut the motherfucking check. Tamara Bubble. K100 Radio.
You're
not rocking with the best of them. Cut the check, bitch. Turn up.
Bubble on deck.
Hey, I'm alone. This beat too big for me. I'm being mighty. But
to be on the street talking, they were saying you was holding out waiting for the hottest. CMFMC, there is lyrically, I MC the clip and go off floor, bubble on deck cause I show my floor. I'm reckless with it, I spit bars to you in strict, and I start your best hit. I can take charge back credit cause your favorite stars are dimwit. Well, I'm a music problem and a fashion icon, but I don't rock name Brenda, unless it's my name and all you hungry artists grab the king stars. So I put you on, I want a feature. Be the worst move, baby, get body by a girl on your beat, bruh. And I know you want to collab with me, though. How you gonna teach me how to flow when I bleed every month? Straight shooter, no wings, I'm blind. Pink lips, nice teeth on a jumper with a name like Bubble, but to live, I got a bump. So I can start in a Honda, way front in the Audi. To the repo man, show up with a tow truck, stop by the key Audi, please. Ain't no pimp, just a pedophile on steroid, but your profile status on your Android, posting that boy. Never mind, just another greedy fly, couldn't get it up with his little hands. Hey, yo, Pete, he call you yet? Cut the check. Yo, I don't know why he keep hitting me up talking about when we gonna collab if you don't got no budget. I invested in career, bruh. You thought you was hot then, now or never. Homie, it's now or never mind. I can write the rap, but you was not a better time. Obviously, you can't press rewind, yo. Have you checked out your hairline? Ha! Send a pay cut some braids. Nope, I ain't on my face. Go figure, probably a big dealer. Funny looking Millie Vanilli. Looking funny, I can tell you what's feeling me from the ceiling. Head to toe, blow, blow, rhymes and more. I got bars for days. Cash, check, or credit, just gotta get paid. Nah, we already gave him three verses. He good. Hold up, hold up, King. Let me sing something. Then you can mix it down.
Tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
CAMARACUBBLE. Bubble on deck.
Oh, man, just cut the check. Okay, I can't sing. You got the point, Tamara Bubble.
Yep,
just cut
yep.
the check. How you gonna teach her how to flow? How you gonna teach her how to flow, and she bleed once a month? You thought I didn't catch that line? I caught that line.
It's real. It's real.
The turn up is real. The turn up is real. And Bubble on deck. www.chainsentertainment.com. That's the website. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Hit us up. I think someone told me that we got a little echo going on when you're talking on the. On the phone lines, not on the show, but no one can hear them, but something's going on with the phone lines. Please excuse that if you're listening on the phone lines, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I gotta see what's going on with that. But if you listen on the internet, no one's hearing it, so it is. And there's a whole bunch of people listening on the internet. But we got a couple people that are on the phone lines, actually. And cool. I want to make sure cool. that I go to the phone lines real quick, because there may be some fan support or somebody want to give some feedback. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's see. 908, area code 908-296. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's up?
Bubbles on deck, it's your girl, Steve Abney, Radio, Broadcast Seattle.
Hey, what up, baby?
You already know how it is.
That's what's up. All the way from Seattle, man. That's what's up. She got other people from other radio stations calling to support her on another station. Damn.
That's real.
I don't know.
Tamara is a buffet artist. You can get everything with her. She has no limits.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you calling into the show. Say your station one more time. I'd like to get familiar with it. Out in Seattle. What's going on? Say it again.
Almost definitely check me out on Spotify Radio.
That's what's up. Make sure you guys check it out. And I'd like to check it out, you know, and make sure we connect. Hit us up on Twitter at K100_radio. Let's connect. I love all my other fellow broadcasters. I started on Blog Talk. I'm still using the Blog Talk switchboard right now. You know, still the best in the game for the price. You know what I'm saying? So we still use those. Still the best in the game as far as switchboards go. So, you know, so we still use the Blog Talk switchboard to pipe our calls in, you know, even though we're a 24/7 station now. We still use Blog Talk Radio. So I started over there, and I really love all my BTR fellow people. So thank you for calling in and supporting Tamara Bubble over here on the station and K100 Radio. Yeah. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. As far as the echo, all you got to do is refresh the page.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, I figured that's what I knew was something going on. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't use the switchboard. Yeah, I don't use the switchboard that much, only like when I'm doing interviews. So, you know, every now and again, you know, we do interviews or something, I use this switchboard. But, yeah, I was having some sound issues.
And we're going to pull it together.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
all right, well, make sure you tune in. Shouts out to Seattle. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Who won the Super Bowl this year? Much love to him. Stand by. We got another caller, all right? Let's see, 646-730. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's up?
Hey. This is your boy P from New York. I just want to say a shout out to Bubble. Yo, you are a wrecking, cut the check.
That's what's up, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, New York is in the building. Her people is in the building, definitely supporting her. Yes. That's what's up, man. Yes. It's all about support, man. Hey, everybody listening on the internet, it's a lot of y'all listening to the broadcast. Hit the phone line up, 347-934-0966. Some of my regulars that are just tuning in, if you like the music and you think that she's dope, hit us up, 347-934-0966. I'm going to get ready to play two more songs by Tamara Bubble. The one that actually introduced me to her as an artist. All right, which was Living It Up. This was the first song that I heard by Tamara Bubble. And this shit just made me I don't know, man. It just makes, if you don't want to just get hyped to this particular song, you know, if you don't want to just go out and just have a drink after you hear this song, something's wrong with you. How long has this song been out? Because you've been pushing it for a minute, and I really don't think you should stop because it really is a great record. Of course, I know you're not going to. But what was the inspiration behind Living It Up? And how long have you been rocking with this one?
I've been pushing it for about eight months now.
So when you go to the club, you dance.
Yeah, I love to dance.
Obviously, you know what I'm saying. Everybody's not an artist. Though, Tamara, some people just be going to the club to be seen. Some people can't fucking. So it's actually, some people shouldn't dance because when they get out there and they dance, it's probably going to mess up everything they've been working on all night because a chick going to look at this nigga and he ain't got no rhythm and she going to be like, he done messed up and he done pulled. He done bought her 10 drinks for nothing.
He's going to drink that night.
See, that's just brokenness right there. That's just coming to the club broke. If you're a grown ass person and you go to the club broke, male or female.
Word.
That's for the dudes who broke, and that's for the girls who come in there broke or playing broke just so they can get free drinks all day. You can stick that damn debit card in your damn bra. Don't act. I don't wanna hear that shit coming there talking about. Yeah, women go to the club broke because they know they're gonna get drinks for free. They get in free, so they ain't gotta pay. Then they're gonna get drinks. Do you let guys buy you drinks all night? Do you mind? I'm curious.
I would take a drink, but honestly, I'm feeling you, I will. I don't take it. I don't want nobody around me. I don't want to be around them. So if you kick it in, I'm taking it. You go ahead and buy them drinks.
But if he's nice looking,
then yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, you don't mind conversating.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't mind conversating.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Boy, I tell y'all women what, man. Y'all rough, man. But be there as it may. The whole point of the damn shit is when you go to the club, don't stand around looking crazy. God damn it. Live it up. K100 Radio.
Word.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
You must hear. Big brought the heat, baby, grip your cup. Cause we ain't stepping on the floor till the DJ turned it up.
Radio, hip hop and R&B.
www.changesentertainment.com. Changesentertainment.com, that's our website. We encourage everyone listening to the show right now to please go over there and visit it. We've got a lot of different things over there. This interview, in case you didn't hear the first part of it, we'll be posting it up over there on the website soon. We've got Tamara Bubble on deck. Living it up.
Bubble on deck.
What's happening? Okay, that's what's up. We got one more for you. We got one more for you by Tamara Bubble. Another one that we actually have in rotation still right now on K100 Radio. We're going to play that one in a second. But I got to ask Tamara Bubble a couple of questions, you know, about some current events. So how's your shower rod game lately, Tamara?
If you find a sexy thing, you'll know.
I gotta ask you, you're a female artist, all right? And of course, everybody, unless you've been living under a rock, or you just, you know what, I'm just going to assume you know. I'm not even going to go into all that, because if you don't know, you're just probably too lame. And I don't even know how you even heard about K100 Radio if you don't even know about this shit.
Right.
But So, yeah, the chick from Love and Hip Hop, you know, made a sex tape. And it's everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I plan on watching it a little bit later on tonight. Yeah. Yes, I do. Uh-huh. This is the point, Tamara. Would you ever profit off a sex tape that you made?
I don't think she had to do that. You know what it is?
$100,000? Seriously? I mean, this is my thing about it. If she would have made $5 million, because you know they don't get paid shit on those reality shows. So if she would have made $5 million, it's still, you have a daughter, whatever. You know, she's going to have to live with that for the rest of her life or whatever. Every guy she ever dates, unless he's just like extra really nice guy, he going to Google that shit and see what his mama-in-law head game is like. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody says she's going in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course, I got to watch it. I'm in the media. I have to be able to talk about these things. So this is work for me, people.
This is work for me.
It's nothing. I'm not a, you know, it's work. I have to research these things. I just think that, you know, with you being a female artist,
mm-hmm.
I always
mm-hmm.
ask this to the female artists. Of course, every female artist that's been on K1's radio gets a general question of this lane, which is what I'm about to ask you. Your body, using your body to get ahead in the game, using your body, sex sells. Everybody knows that. Your sexuality as a woman, that's an advantage that some people embrace, and some people are like, I don't want to use my, I want to get in on my talent, on my writing skills, on my voice. Or whatever. As a female artist, where do you draw the line? Using your body or using what God gave you to get where you want to be?
I think it's the entry, definitely.
I got a limit. I think talent matters. Real quick, let me ask her what she thinks about your music and the conversation. Let's see. 269-369. Hello, welcome to K100 Radio.
What's up?
Hello. Thank you for calling into the show.
Hey. I really like the last song.
Of course I will go there with the sex tape question. What else did I talk about? I got to talk about that for like the next month, you know what I'm saying? And when I see the tape, I don't know. I haven't even seen it yet. All I saw was the clips. I ain't even seen the tape yet.
I saw it.
Tamara, have you seen the tape? Don't lie to us. This is live.
I know what I was saying on Facebook.
Oh, so you ain't really go see
like
the
preview.
Real. Oh, okay. Are you going to watch it? Don't lie.
No, I already saw the preview. That's the thing. They put the highlights on there. Nico ain't good anywhere.
All right. Well, one more. Okay, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it, all right?
No problem.
Okay, cool. One more thing about that. Now, I know you said you would never sell it for profit, but would you make your own? Do you have you made your own?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, we are though. We are slick. Well, not that you know of. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Not that I know. No, we ain't got no big time.
Oh, okay. But you would though, wouldn't you? You wouldn't have no problem with that in the confines of your own home.
You know what? It's real dangerous. It's real dangerous.
You gotta get some camera phone action. We need that, as guys. It's 2014, and basically we ain't.
Record.
Oh, but how we gonna watch it when you gone?
You just gotta have a camera. I don't know.
All right, I can understand your position being as though you're a public figure and all.
We'll go
with that explanation. All right, fine. I still say give him a camera shot, Tamara Bubble. Just one. All right. Last song, and we get ready to get up out of here. Just Say No. Give us the rundown about this one. This is going to be the last one before we get out here talking to Tamara Bubble. This is a song that's actually, if you tune into K1's radio, this one is in rotation still over here at K1's radio. We're playing this one. I really like this record by Tamara Bubble. I like Living It Up, and I like this one too, though. But this one is more, this one is R&B, basically.
This is R&B.
So this shows you if you heard the first, if you've been listening to the whole interview, you heard the first song, then you heard Living It Up, and now you hear this. It really gives you the dynamic, the dynamics and the range of what Tamara Bubble can accomplish as an artist. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why I picked these three particular records, because they're all different. Neither one sounds alike, you know, and they're all dope in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, who? What was the inspiration behind Just Say No?
I think it's so easy to keep it convenient, like, male or female, what's the point of being in a relationship, single, who's single, why would you get in a relationship and then just say no.
Yes.
Yes.
They too busy saying yes. The problem with you hoes.
The problem with you hoes.
Okay. Just say no. Tamara Bubble, Just Say No, and then we're going to wrap it up after this. You're not rocking with the best of them. ChannelsEntertainment.com. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow Tamara Bubble at Tamara Bubble. All right. Hit her up. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter, let her know that you was over here rocking with us at K100 Radio and you heard the interview and you liked it, all right? Our IG is the same as our Twitter, at K100_radio. Let's get it. Just say no, unless it's to a flick. Then say yes.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
You gonna be good to me? Okay.
First of all, she don't really want you like you think she do. She's jealous of the beauty that comes home to you. Trying to break up a happy home, trying to break you down all alone. Trying to prove that man a weak. So every week her goal is to be tempting. She rolls without no clothes and she'll get on her knees and start to moan. You've been warned, but when she says yes,
just say no, just say no, just say no, to her, go to them,
trying to blow all in my ear and trying to breathe all down my neck.
Radio giving you the best hip-hop and R&B mixes.
Yeah. And before we get ready to get up out of here, we've been living it up and we've been rocking and we've been chilling with Tamara Bubble. Bubble on deck.
Yeah.
Bubble on deck. Bubble's been on deck for a minute now. We done went way over our limit, but whatever. I like Tamara Bubble. So, yeah, I kept going. Shut up. It's to you.
I ain't complaining.
I'm the boss over here. I can do that. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you had a chance to, you know, schedule an interview with us. You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate that over here at K1's Radio. You know?
Yeah.
Did you like it? You enjoy yourself?
Thank you for having me.
Of course I did. I just want to make sure that we we didn't disappoint. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put the interview over there on the website. So in case people didn't hear it, we're going to post it up over there on the featured interview websites. Because you're just a grinder. You deserve it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to put that over there. Yeah, we're going to put that over there on the website.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So in case anybody missed it, you know, you can go ahead and direct them over to the website and everything. Let them check it out. Because I think it was a dope interview. It was really good. We talked about a lot of different things and got to know the artist. And that's the whole point of the Direct Line Artist Interview Series over here at K100 Radio. Again, this was another one with Tamara Bubble. Before we get up out of here, we want to make sure we let you guys know this Thursday, this Friday, and Monday coming up, K100 Radio will be out in the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be live at the Cypher over at GME Lounge with Tampa Mystic. Friday, we're back at Apache Cafe with the Bar Exam with Mike Sick and Big Rec. Monday, we're live with Kelby Canick and Making It Magazine over at Music Mondays over at iLounge. So if you guys, the artists listening, you guys want to see us out, come up to us, chop it up with us, network with us, hit us up. We'll be doing live streams and live remote broadcasts over the internet, over the station, so you can hear what's going on at all these really dope events, see some of the stuff going on from my live stream page. Go to our website, ChainlessEntertainment.com, and you can check out the live stream and see some of the performances, hear some of the music, catch some interviews if we do any. All right, so make sure you do that. Again, thanks to Tamara Bubble for coming through and booking an interview with us. We really appreciate that. And we're getting ready to get up out of here. And while we're at it, you know, is Brooklyn in the house?
Yeah.
Are they? Of course they are. This is K100 Radio. Turn up, Tamara Bubble. Let's ride.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Your smack dab of the hottest hip hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Feed my daughter and all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack.